The first thing has to do with the backing of the currency. Okay, so you have to have foreign exchange reserves to back the currency. The legal limit is 60%. We have an operational limit, which is 80%, and we are presently at 95%. So the backing is way above the legal limits. One other measurement, which is the IMF's own measurement, has to do with what we call the amount of foreign exchange, which backs the imports that you have. Their measurement is 3 months. I think we are something like 8 months at this point in time. The third thing we look at has to do with the markets for foreign exchange. We have what we call an open account. That is to say, there's no foreign exchange controls. If there was an issue with a currency, you would have capital flight. In other words, people would move, right, the money out of the currency. And that is not the case. In fact, to our surprise, the rate is 2.70. And if you go to places in town hotels and so, you know they give you 2.50, right? Which is a revaluation of the currency. And finally, what we call a real effective exchange rate, which is a technical judgment of the currency, that is within the ranges that we would have it to be. So I think as we speak, and somewhere out in the future, I would say that the stability of the currency will be maintained.